Watch, Ron DeSantis rips Disney parental rights opposition hypocrisy. They would have endorsed a ban on teaching China's Uyghur genocide. By Brecken Eftis on March 29, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., slammed the Walt Disney Company on Tuesday for its threat to go after the Sunshine State's new parental rights law, saying if we would have put in the bill that you were not allowed to have curriculum that discussed the oppression of the Uyghurs in China, Disney would have endorsed that in a second, and that's the hypocrisy of this. DeSantis signed the Parental Rights in Education Act. The measure establishment media and other leftists have misrepresented as the Don't Say Gay bill, into law Monday. In response, Disney released a statement promising to use its influence to have the bill be overturned and challenge it in court. "We're going to make sure we're fighting back when people are threatening our parents and threatening our kids," he said in defense of the bill. For Disney to come out and put a statement and say that the bill should have never passed and that they are going to actively work to repeal it, I think, 1, was fundamentally dishonest. 2, I think that crossed the line, DeSantis said at a press conference. "This state is governed by the interests of the people of the state of Florida. It is not based on the demands of California corporate executives. They do not run this state, they do not control this state," he continued. DeSantis further explained that Disney never seemed to have a problem with the bill as it made its way through Florida's state legislature, asking, "If this was such an affront, why weren't they speaking up at the outset?" For them to say that they're going to actively work to repeal substantive protections for parents as a company that is supposedly marketing its services to parents with young children? I think they crossed a line, he concluded. Florida's bill protects children from kindergarten through third grade from being exposed to adult sexual content stemming from gender theory. The bill also ensures parents have a right to know what is going on in their children's schools. They support sexualizing kids in kindergarten. They support injecting woke gender ideology into second grade classrooms. They support enabling schools to transition students to a different gender without the knowledge of the parent, much less without the parent's consent, DeSantis said Monday as he signed the bill. Some parents in Florida are suing school districts after administrators started secretly transitioning their children to identify as another gender than their own without the knowledge or consent of parents. Disney pushing a political, radical left-wing LGBTQ agenda and its silence on China's human rights abuses has resulted in the company making headlines for all the wrong reasons. As Breitbart News' David Ng reported, the studio came under fire last year over its live-action movie Mulan, which was partially shot in Xinjiang. The movie's credits thanked 8 government entities in Xinjiang, including the Public Security Bureau in Turpan, a city in eastern Xinjiang where several concentration camps are located. Ng continues, "In the latest example of corporate complicity through silence, the Walt Disney Company has refused to comment on a recent report that China is overseeing the systematic rape of ethnic minority women in the western Xinjiang region. The BBC News reported earlier this month that women in China's concentration camps for Uyghurs have been repeatedly raped, sexually abused, and tortured. At the same time, China has become a public relations liability for Disney." The studio came under fire last year over its live-action movie Mulan, which was partially shot in Xinjiang. The movie's credits thanked 8 government entities in Xinjiang, including the Public Security Bureau in Turpan, a city in eastern Xinjiang where several concentration camps are located. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.